So, you're a fan of a good strap-on fucking, but you're not sure it translates to femdom phone sex? You're in luck. It most certainly does. I call it pegging by proxy because I will take such ownership of your mind that you will swear it's me, in the flesh, owning your ass as well. I will own your mind. How can a femdom take control of someone from the other end of a phone line? Once I described the process by evoking the lore of the vampire. Are you familiar with it? Well, a short synopsis is that a vampire cannot come into your home unless you invite them. Once they're in, however, they can do what's called glamoring, wherein they draw you to them through supernatural seduction, to the point where you want to be near them and to please them. And when you draw near, you guessed it, you get two fangs buried deep in your jugular. It's somewhat like that. You're beckoned to me, perhaps by what you read here, perhaps by the sound of my voice, perhaps by my photos. Perhaps also by your own hunger. The hunger to submit, yes, but more specific to this situation, the hunger of your ass. And let's face it, you wouldn't be here if you didn't need the participation of a dominant woman to in some way satiate that hunger. What tools do I need for such a session? Besides a willing mind, capable of turning over the reins to a strap-on mistress? First, you'll need a dong. More specifically, you'll need a dong that you know you can handle. It's very important that you don't let your libido choose for your fuckhole. A virgin pucker is generally not going to be able to handle an 8-inch dong, no matter how you long to be stuffed with one. You could, however, purchase the big fat girl cock of your dreams and have it around as an inspiration while I train you, over time, with smaller toys. In fact, I recommend it. If you're not in a position to have a cock lying around, we can always have a nice session where you finger bang that hole for me and I describe, or we role play, the sights, sounds and sensations that would be present if I fucked you in person, with plenty of orgasm edging, of course. The other essential is plenty of lube, compatible with your toy. Water-based works well with everything. You can also bring a towel and any other toys or tools you like to play with. Side dishes, I like to call them. Intrigued? I'm not surprised. After all, as I say, you're here. There's no shame in that whatsoever. If I had a G-spot in my ass, I'd probably long to be ass-fucked too. And if I had a submissive streak, as you do, I would long to be fucked by a femdom. Feel free to get in touch if you need more coaxing, or perhaps suggestions on how to find the right toy or toys for training your ass. Enjoy my bio on our site dedicated to boys who long for a good pegging by proxy, straponfemdoms.com. And by all means, if reading this has made the hunger I described above just too unbearable to ignore, you know how to find me. Feel free to visit my personal blog at sensual-dom.com. I've written many posts about my affection for all things ass play, including strap-on play.